Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Well, it's Thursday, and I must say, with only a couple of Thursdays left, I think two, three, I don't know, who's counting? I'm really looking forward to the end of the year. It's been an absolutely rip-roaring one. It's time for your weekly bag of the brand news with the brand father, Jeremy Sampson, MD of Brand Finance Africa. Evening, Jeremy. We were having lunch today, and we were just commenting about how it feels like the whole country's opened up from a conferencing perspective. Everyone's getting back to in-person meetings. You've been down in the Cape looking at property down there. How are you doing?
Good evening, Michael. Yes, we're coming that time, end of the year. And as we know, South Africa will be closing shop, by about the middle of December, whilst the Northern Hemisphere keeps on grinding it out. But it is interesting how even driving this morning to an early meeting, the traffic is back virtually to normal. As you've said earlier, the conference scene is being accelerating. I think people are trying to get things squeezed in before Christmas. And I'm sure the Christmas lunches and things are going to be in full swing if they're not already. So ending on a strong note, which is, of course, good for industry, good for the restaurateurs, and good for those who are involved in this sort of thing.
Yeah, someone who's ending on a strong note as well is the President of the Republic. I'm watching The Crown on Netflix, and I must say that I've been seriously impressed by Cyril Ramaphosa's state visit to the UK. He's the first president to visit the new king, and it's a diplomatic coup. I don't think we can really understate this enough. Could you imagine Jacob Zuma doing what he's doing at the moment, or even a Thabo Mbeki, who liked to consider himself as an intellectual, diplomatic president, but he didn't have that ability, the charisma and the charm that CR's got. Let's just hope that he's going to get the Brits investing in things like green hydrogen and helping us to rebuild our battered infrastructure.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I've been a little bit shocked at the lack of media coverage in South Africa. In fact, I think Business Day today doesn't cover it at all. Whereas we see him, as you say, this is the first state visit since King Charles took over. I'm still having trouble getting my mind around King Charles, but that's the reality. Mm-hmm. And there he was being given the full works, the absolute full works, all the pomp, all the ceremony in the evening, the banquet and the speeches. And I have to say, I think he's doing a fantastic job for South Africa. I don't think South Africans appreciate just how good a job he's been doing over there for us. And when I hear that he's been negotiating directly with Rishi Sunak, the Premier of the UK, about aid and all sorts of things, partnerships, green energy, etc., it's fantastic news, and he's doing a very, very good job. And as you say, who else could do this? I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, well, from edible proteas to stuffed Windsor pheasants, it's been an absolute feast. Yeah, even if you don't like all of the royal pomp and ceremony, I think we can be really proud about the exposure that the president is giving to the country when we really, sure, really need it. And we really do need it. You know, Eskom having to scrounge around for extra diesel. And then you've got the Department of Public Enterprises minister leaning on PetroSA to find 50 million rands worth of diesel just to keep the jennies going for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's the worst possible thing, especially ahead of Black Friday. And you think of all of the rolling blackouts and the cost for retailers ahead of what should be a marquee sales event.
Well, absolutely. And as you say, first of all, perhaps happy turkey to our American colleagues today.
Yeah.
But then Black Friday tomorrow. And, you know, looking at all the offers. Now, I was looking at the third factor of the Sunday paper, all those supplements there, and just wondering how good really are some of these offers. Are they just getting rid of end-of-line things? Is there a slow section that they're getting rid of stuff? The offers seem to be incredibly underwhelming.
Well, underwhelming is something that I've certainly picked up in the recent, and it's been a trend actually the last couple of years, where Black Friday is far more hype than substance when it comes to real discounting. But if you look at the cost that this load shedding, let's call it what it is, rolling blackouts has had on retailers, they reckon it's around about 120, 130 billion rand in lost sales this year alone because of this record load shedding. And if you just have a look at what that equates to in foregone Black Friday sales, that's almost 5.5 billion rand. So one can understand why the retailers are loath to give away even more margin on discounting through sales days like this. But what really caught my attention today was the ex-ESCOM Generation Group executive, Rulani Matubela. He's at a NERSA webinar. And this morning he was talking about the various issues impacting ESCOM. There's poor execution of maintenance, there's fraud, there's corruption, there's low morale and fatigue. All of those, he says, are part and parcel of the reason he threw in the towel. Who would be André de Ruyter? I know he was at the gathering today trying to talk the good talk and say, you know, wind and solar can't be stolen and that's why we need to head in that direction. But he really is fighting a Sisyphean task here to turn ESCOM around, isn't he?
Well, yes. And just as we were saying earlier, who better than to promote South Africa overseas than our president? Who better at the moment to hold ESCOM together and try and improve things? I just find it very sad that he's been there, what, a couple of years now, and we're still talking about corruption. One's still hearing stories of trucks offloading good coal and then being loaded up with bad coal blatantly in the open. We hear of all the criminality. And if de Ruyter wasn't there, who would be there? And would it return even more so to criminality? And this is where, you know, the major shareholder should, I would argue, get behind him and help him. But he can't do this on his own. If the major shareholder does not fully support him, and I mean absolutely fully, then this is going to drag on and on. And no wonder he's saying to people, no, let's have more solar, let's have more wind, let's have more alternatives, because we can't do it on our own at ESCOM.
Yeah, well, an astute observer tells me that PetroSA has basically saved the ANC elective conference and wonders what the benefits to PetroSA might be. I'm just putting it out there, just speculation. Anyway, speaking of speculation and who might be getting something in a brown paper bag, there's a World Cup in Qatar, of all places, going on with no alcohol, but boy, is it fantastic football. I mean, let's put some of the brand issues aside, and I believe if you're in Qatar at the moment, there's drones flying all over the place watching your every move. The football has been absolutely riveting. Who would have called Germany losing to Japan? They now know what the Springboks must feel like, and Argentina losing to Saudi Arabia. What do you make of it?
Well, it is fascinating that all the talk to start with was about armbands, and that talk still going on as some teams play their first games. But as you say, just those two results you've mentioned, both Argentina and Germany being dumped by lesser mortals, it is mouthwatering what's going to appear over the next few weeks. And hopefully the main story becomes football. I think the loser is FIFA, because some of their administration and some of their decisions, and perhaps more importantly, some of their non-decisions over the last few months, are coming home to roost. But if I was Budweiser, I would be very, very, very unhappy being a major sponsor, as they have been for decades now, and suddenly, you know, literally within a couple of days before the whole thing happens, and obviously they're all geared up, the product is there, they're all ready, being told, no, you can't sell in the arenas. So a lot going on, but hopefully at the end of the day, football will be the winner.
That is ultimately what we do hope for, because the politics is unsavory, it's dirty, we know it. We were speaking about that FIFA documentary on Netflix last week, but hopefully it can be saved by the 22 individuals on the pitch delighting us with the beautiful game. Jeremy, speaking of the beautiful game, we've got the Springboks playing England at Twickers, outside of the international window, so it means it's a slightly rejigged Springbok team. Do you think we can do it? Do you think we can redeem the tweeting director of rugby who's made us the pariahs in the world's eye to beat the English at Twickenham and go one step further than the All Blacks could do last week?
Well, I have to say that I watched probably three quarters of the game last week, and I was totally confused the way the All Blacks totally annihilated England in the first half. And then certainly in the last quarter of the game, England was totally annihilating the All Blacks. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting. I think, as we know, the Springboks on the day can beat England. I know that a certain manager of England is under threat because of the lack of performance. So they saved his bacon, if I can put it that way, by their performance in the last 10 minutes. But let's sing for the Springboks, because they've got the ability. I'm sure they're still building the squad and the team with the World Cup in 12 months' time, but it's getting mouth-watering as well.
Absolutely. As a certain former other Jones once said, it wouldn't be unusual, would it? That's it. Jeremy Sampson, MD of Brand Finance Africa, with the Brands and Sense, as always, here on Classic Business. Jeremy, have a good one.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
Well, that's it from me and the rest of the team. We've got Symphony at 7 with John and Evan Milton in the Jazz Lounge this evening from 9. We'll be back with you on Monday for The Business. Good night.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.